Hello and welcome everybody to our podcast. This is Welcome to Livingston, where we invite local businesses on to talk about what they have going on in the community. My name is Don Pakella.
And I'm Angela Pakella, and we're with the Pakella Group Real Estate Professionals.
Yes, and we are super excited for our episode today. Today we have with us Mac Howes from Great Harvest Bread Company down in downtown Brighton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Very excited.
Yeah,
great, so great. This is awesome because we love your shop and you guys have such wonderful bread. And why don't we go ahead and talk about exactly where it's located and a little bit more about your shop.
All right. So we're located right downtown, right on Main Street. We're a couple doors down from the Brighton Bar and Grill. That's a good, everybody knows where that is.
Yes.
So we're two doors to the left of Brighton Bar and Grill or across the street from Running Lab. But right downtown, we have parking in the front, parking in the rear, so very easy access. We do sandwiches, bread, coffee, tea, a little bit of everything, and it's all made from scratch. We even mill our own flour in-house. So even the flour is milled in-house, so there's no preservatives, everything's clean label. It's great stuff.
That is amazing. So you probably have people in there working pretty early in the morning then,
don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now, I'm very lucky. I got a couple guys that go in at 5 o'clock every day,
wow.
5 in the morning. You know, they get up at 4, one of the guys walks or bikes in, and the other guy drives in. And that is who's making all the bread for, like, the city of Brighton. They're great. So lucky to have them. Because awesome. Those hours are tough. You know, you got to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, and it sometimes it's hard for me because I like to stay up late. So very lucky I got guys doing that. They're great.
Right.
Awesome.
But that is just amazing because, you know, a lot of people, you know, Great Harvest Bread Company, you do so many things other than bread. But bread's what you guys are known for, and that fresh bread and that smell of bread when you walk through the door.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. When we have cinnamon bread coming out of the oven and we have our doors popped open for the summer, I mean, there's just people that come in, like, off the street just because they can smell it. It kind of smells up the whole building. It's
right.
Great.
Oh, my gosh, because it's a great smell.
Oh, it's the best. And you kind of get nose blind to it a little bit.
Oh,
but then
yeah.
If you're, like, out of the store for a day and come back in, then you get that smell again. It's great.
Wonderful. And how many types of bread do you guys do?
We do probably more just 5 daily. We
okay.
do a white, a wheat, a multigrain, cinnamon swirl, and then a pizza bread. But then we also do one or two special items depending on the day. Like on the weekend, we do cheddar garlic and cherry walnut. And then during the week, if we have time, we'll come up with something special. Like I'm doing Irish soda bread right now or Irish brown, which is kind of like the Outback Steakhouse bread, but just with really good ingredients.
Okay.
So it changes all the time. We have those core groups of bread.
Right.
So you can always get a sandwich bread or the cinnamon bread and then always something special.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Cause it shakes it up then.
Yeah. And then it gives us, I love baking. I don't have as much time to do it anymore. So I love being able to go back there and come up with something. And the boys are very creative. They made a cornbread a few weeks ago.
Ooh.
That was excellent. So good. It's moist and had some spice. It was really good. So very creative.
That's good.
Most of the time.
Yeah. No, and it's nice that it's
yeah.
not just the same old thing.
We were talking earlier about you guys having fresh ingredients and such. That's very unique. Like, can you speak a little bit more to, like, what makes what you guys do unique from other sandwich shops and such?
It's just really the freshness of ingredients. And I think really mainly it's milling of the flour. So, like, for the sandwich bread, the bread is the most important. So we are getting bags of grain from Montana every week, putting those in this 35-year-old mill in the back and grinding up our flour. So we're in complete control of the flour we add. Most flour at the supermarket has 5 or 6 ingredients in it, vitamins that they've added back in, or potassium bromate. We have just the straight goodness of the grain. We're called a whole grain bakery because we're grinding up the whole grain,
wow.
which is awesome. So for our sandwiches, in addition to the fresh bread, we make everything to order. Like if you order a breakfast sandwich, crack the eggs right on the grill, and we make it. So it's all very fresh and all local produce.
Wow.
Fantastic. And everybody's so health-oriented nowadays, too.
Yeah.
That it's nice to not have any of those preservatives or any of that.
None of it. And we use honey as the sweetener, which is kind of a natural preservative, which is great. So, yeah, with all the diets and everything nowadays, it's great.
Yeah, so it's not like a lot of people, you get bread from the store, it's high sugar.
Yes.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, and it's it's all those preservatives. It's amazing. You can get a loaf of bread and 2 weeks later it's sitting on your counter and you can still eat that bread.
And it's fine. Yeah, it's scary. It's
fine. And then you wonder why your sandwich doesn't taste
the
way it should.
Right. Yeah, it's very scary. Like most of our breads are just five ingredients. It's honey, water, salt, yeast, and flour. That's it. And like if it's the cherry walnut, it's five ingredients plus cherries and walnuts. So very few ingredients. And we use honey to sweeten everything but like brownies and cookies, but that's cane sugar or brown sugar.
Gotcha.
So all good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. None of the, you know, bisodium phosphate.
No, like, none of that. Not all ingredients you can pronounce, nothing crazy.
Yeah. That's great. Now, how did you get your start in this, Mac?
So my mom, I was working in Nova at the time. And my mom was working for Jeff and Lori Kelly years ago. And every time I'd come in, they'd like offer me a job or see if I wanted to work. And I was like, I'm not working with my mom. You know, I mean, I love my mom, but I'm like, that just sounds rough. And then finally, I was moving from my job in Novi. And I said, okay, I'll give Great Harvest a shot. I started doing the farmers markets, started working there. It was great. I love Jeff and Lori. They were great trainers. They were the best customer service, community oriented people like I've ever worked with. So got to work with them. And then they sold it to Bob and Julia from Ann Arbor, who owned the Ann Arbor store. So I worked with them for a few years, and he was getting ready to sell. Like, we had never really thought of this. I always wanted to do something in food, but we never thought, oh my gosh, we're going to get a Great Harvest. He was going to sell the store, and he approached my mom and I and was like, are you guys interested? And it took a lot of figuring, but that's how we got it, kind of totally out of the blue. I mean, we were kind of managing the store. I mean, he was the owner, but we were managing it for Bob. But at that point, he offered it to us, and we were like, let's see if we can make this work.
Yeah,
we love it. And that we have a great working relationship. I don't know why I was like nervous to do that in the beginning. You know, right.
Well, but it's a leap.
Yeah, it is.
A small business owner, and definitely a big deal. It's amazing how people's paths, you know, they end up where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, it is, because I've always loved food. But I mean, never would I've thought, like, you know, we're going to own this or take it over. So
right.
Just the right set of circumstances. It was great. Yeah, and Bob and Julia and Jeff and Lori were very helpful getting us started, and just great training. Couldn't do it without them.
Wonderful.
Awesome. Well, you're so passionate about it. You can just tell right place and such just outstanding in the community. Clark Bradley is the one that made sure to, you know, I was talking to him about you. Oh my gosh, you have to get Mac on.
Love Clark.
And we had him and Jen on an episode
they're
as well
great.
With the Griswolds lighting for Christmas time and so forth. But just you're such a big part of this community. And so it's really exciting to have you in here.
Oh, thank you. I mean, the community is great. That's like one of the best things that I love about it. I mean, I love the employees. I love making the bread. It's the community. Everybody is right. So supportive. The community of business owners is great, helpful, just the most hardworking people. And the customers, I mean, we have these diehard regulars that are in every day. Like, it's great. I love meeting all these new people. It's fun.
And it's kind of a throwback to be getting the fresh bread, you know, because it's like, you know, back in the day, you know, your milk would come to the house and you'd go out and you get your meat for the day and your bread for the day. And then we went in a different direction. And now to have that downtown for people that can just walk in and be like, this is what I need.
Yeah.
And like you said, probably very loyal to that.
Very loyal, which is great. And it is, it's kind of sad for a while. We were kind of going away from convenience with having everything preserved in the store. But I think nowadays people are more aware and it's kind of going back the other way. Or maybe eventually we will be getting fresh milk at the house, but it's a very exciting time to be in food production right now.
Right. And you're 100% correct about the smell, by the way, because during the summer and it's a nice day, you can walk by and then you're like, you'll smell it. You're like, what was that?
Yeah.
Like, let me back up a couple steps.
Yep, that's right. We need to get fans or something to make it a little more apparent, you know, blow that smell out there because it does.
Right.
Unless we burn something, which, you know, does happen, then kind of it pushes people away for an hour.
Right. So what are some of your most popular items then, though?
Top popular item would be the extreme cinnamon swirl. Have you guys had that? Tried that one?
I don't know if we have.
Oh my, it's so good. So it's like a white bread base with a little extra sugar, and then it has a brown sugar butter cinnamon swirl in the center. So it's like a big 12-inch cinnamon roll, basically. And we sell tons of those daily. every day. It's our most popular bread. And for the holidays, we'll be making hundreds of them on the daily. I mean, it's, wow. It just comes out of the oven 24/7. But it makes the best French toast. And it's good, well-made bread with good gluten structure. So if you soak it in egg, it isn't going to get soggy. You dip it in egg, it holds together. You know, sometimes that store-bought bread, it just like turns into mush. This still has a structure. But cinnamon is by far the most popular. And I'm amazed at the combinations people come up with. Some people use the cinnamon bread as a breakfast sandwich, which we'll do in the deli. Wow. You can be like, hey, can I get my sandwich on extreme cinnamon? And at first I was like, I don't know, but it looks really good.
Right.
And then after that, I'd probably say the white bread, just five ingredients. We call it old-fashioned white, good for sandwiches, good for toast. Like the flavor and just the white bread is phenomenal. Like it's every time I have it, I'm amazed. It's so good. And then probably the high five fiber, which is a multi-grain bread. Got five different grains in it, 5 grams of fiber and protein in every slice. So it's great for it. It's about 90 to 100 calories. Got about 3 cups of sugar and 16 loaves like spread out between there. Yeah. And flaxseed, millet, sunflower seed, wheat bran, oat bran. But it tastes good. It doesn't taste like bird seed.
Right.
Makes great toast, good BLTs. It's a great bread.
Yeah, so speaking of BLTs, what kind of sandwiches do you guys have?
We have everything. We've got BLTs. We've got, you know, if you want a big Italian sandwich that's this tall, we can do that. And then we have very healthy options, too. We've got a veggie sandwich that's just loaded with veggies and fresh avocado. We've got breakfast sandwiches. We have a vegetarian breakfast sandwich option, which instead of meat, you got avocado and tomato. And then we have a whole list of 10 or 11 hot grilled sandwiches that like everything. We have a buffalo turkey if you like hot sauce and ranch. Californian's probably the most popular. Cucumber, cheese, avocado, turkey, fresh sprouts from a local farm, sourdough bread, and any kind of sandwich you can think of, we got it.
I remember that one being very good.
Oh, it's so good. That's and we are doing a corned beef Reuben right now. Normally we just do turkey Reuben.
I got to stop by to get the corned beef Reuben.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
Yes.
If you stop by, I got you.
Okay, we'll figure that out. And I know we had just a week or two ago, we had the grilled cheese from Culture Beer and Cheese that has your bread on
it. Yes, it does. Yeah,
and that is so good.
Yeah. Okay, you want talk about smell when they're doing the grilled cheese Friday over there? Oh my God, with the fresh bread, it smells so good. And they do caramelized onions.
Right.
They're fantastic. They're great neighbors to have.
Yeah, yes. See, that whole collaboration.
Oh, it's the best. That's downtown what's so great about downtown. So
cool. Yep. But again, a lot of people don't realize, like, I make Dagwood sandwich. I call them Dagwoods, you know, the big sandwiches at home and everything. The bread makes such a difference.
It does.
And people don't realize it. They're, you know, they're putting all these meats and cheeses and everything on it, and then they put just a normal slice of bread on it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because it doesn't support it. It gets soggy. It falls apart.
Right.
The bread is the foundation of the sandwich.
Yeah. Yes.
Honestly, that's what a great way to look at it.
Do you like corned beef? What do you like on your Dagwoods?
I love corned beef.
No, I corned
beef is really good. Well, you know, the interesting thing for me is I have a sodium nitrate allergy, so I have to be careful about the meats I can do and everything. Yeah. But I will throw caution to the wind for a good corned beef sandwich.
No, there's nothing like a good sandwich. I get it. You like just mustard or?
No. I go like if I'm doing that, I like a Reuben. Nice. Like with the sauerkraut and, the, you know, all the way through. And I'll like even do like, what is it? Coleslaw.
Yeah. So we call that
the
Southern.
The Southern store. One with the cold sandwich. So
coleslaw is great.
Yes.
Okay, cool. My kind of sandwich.
There you go.
Now, I'm more of a soup person myself, and it looks like you have kind of even like soup of the day. And
we do. I'm kind of phasing that out for summer. Okay. But like for the colder months, I have 2 soups a day. We don't have a huge variety, but we always have like a chicken noodle or a vegetable beef with barley and then a more vegetarian kind of soup. But that is kind of phased out just for when it gets hot. But we were doing bread bowls. That's the bakers came up with these beautiful little bread bowls that we were selling. So when it gets chilly again, we got soup and fresh bread.
Wow.
And every cup of soup you get a big slice of bread.
That's awesome.
And that's a neat part. Sometimes people listen to past episodes. So depending on when they're listening, you know, at this point in time, we're getting into summer. But as it gets cooler,
that's great.
You have each winter then.
No. Yeah, we just got a new warmer, so we're ready. Soup warmer.
Yeah, no, a good bread bowl is amazing.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
So good. I'm really happy with the guys that come in at 5. They kind of experimented, workshopped that, came up, they had a cheddar garlic one to go with chicken noodle. An Italian, crusty Italian bowl, They came up with some good ones.
Well, and that's the brilliant thing, that you guys can have that uniqueness, right? So you can do special breads and you can bring different things to the menu. What's working, what's not working, that sort of thing.
And it does. It takes a lot of playing. Like sometimes I think something's going to sound amazing. Like I'll tell my mom, oh my gosh, we try this bread. We're going to sell tons of them. And you sell one of them. And other times something that you just, you know, just depends on the customer base. Sometimes you make something, you don't think it's going to be a huge seller, and we can't keep it in stock. So it's really fun kind of figuring out what's going to sell, what people like around here. And that's where Great Harvest, the company, the franchise is so great. They call it a freedom franchise, where as long as you're using good ingredients, you're milling your flour, which they're very serious about, you can really make whatever you want.
That's fantastic.
They're amazing. They're very supportive, and just the creativity is amazing. Yeah. And then they have a website where every Great Harvest owner posts their recipes. So over the years, I mean, there's hundreds of amazing recipes.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That's the great thing of people sharing, because a lot of times it's like, no, this is mine.
Yeah, right? which is terrible, because that just helps, you know, it brings everybody down. You know, if we all share it, we can all get better, which is great.
Right.
That's like one of their things in the agreement. Like, you got to share your recipes because it just makes everybody better.
Right, exactly. Right. But to have that independence that you get to pick.
Oh, it's great.
Well, yeah, so, you know, really that private, you know, business owner, you know, making those choices and trying new things. I think that's the lifeblood. Some of the franchises that they're just so strict, I couldn't even imagine.
No, and it's good, I guess, to have that consistency. But, like, I guess, you know, you go to a different franchise, it tastes the same if you get a sandwich or something. But I guess Great Harvest are consistent. Every Great Harvest you go to, the customer service is excellent. And the bread, sweets, everything is always going to be good. It might be different from store to store, but it's all very high quality stuff.
Excellent. That is really good.
Cool.
And my newest experiments, we're doing a chocolate malt muffin. So it's like a chocolate tip muffin with malt powder, because I love malt. I try and sneak that in whenever I can. I love malts. And then a cappuccino chocolate chip. So always doing new stuff.
Wow.
That's amazing. So, yeah. So, and we were going to go to, like, if there's anything unique or things that people wouldn't think of to come into your shop for. But, I mean, one of the biggest things is come in every week, because there's going to be something unique the time.
Every week. There's always something new. And anything new we're doing is out on the sample board. So even if you don't come in, you're just out walking around, come in, we'll get you a sample. And if you like it, come back later and you can buy it. Biscotti. We're not normally thought of for biscotti. I can't keep those things in stock. My baker, Grace, has made the biscotti for the past like 3.5-4 years. I don't know what she does. I can't even repeat them when I make them. They're the best biscotti ever. Like, we have a white chocolate cranberry and a dark chocolate cherry. So, I mean, we sell tons of those. They're excellent.
Wow. Now, is there anything in particular for the spring and summer that you have on the forefront that...
We do a lot of lemon stuff, and I'm still kind of workshopping what we're going to do. We're definitely doing a lemon sunrise bread, and it's a sweet, soft kind of pastry bread with a lemon meringue top and cranberries in it. That one's really good. We'll probably do lemon cupcakes, lemon white chocolate chip cookies, lemon white chocolate scones, all stuff kind of like that. And then just having all of our normal delicious products. We'll probably do a couple new sandwiches, something kind of light and fresh with like coleslaw. But definitely check our Facebook. We'll have the new stuff up. But spring and summer are great. It's one of our busiest times of the season. We love it. All the festivals. Right. Summer's great. And with the new streetscape, we're so excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it looks great.
So many people have been clamoring to come back.
Yeah, we're ready.
This summer is where it is at.
Yeah, because the festivals are going to be back downtown this year, right?
Yes, and we are so excited for Taste of Brighton. That is such a great event. Huge. We're excited. I love the little, like, fire pit. I love our little planners in front of the store. We're excited.
Right. No, it's really, you know, it was a long 2 years.
It was.
But in the end, when you see the finished product, it's so nice.
It is. No, it was. It was challenging, for sure. And we definitely had to make some changes. But seeing it all done, like, I am so happy with it. It looks great. It looks clean. I'm amazed how many people are walking around at night. It does. It looks really good.
And I feel like it really gives everybody a greater appreciation, because everyone sort of took it for granted.
Yeah.
Downtown Brighton is always there and easily accessible.
No, you're right. And that it was like, you know, it was dirt, you know. Yeah. It was like, I thought there was going to be like horses walking around, but it looks good.
Yeah. And so many people, I feel like the community really rallied behind the downtown, and they so many people were, you know, saying, hey, you know, buy card, you know, the gift cards for Christmas gifts and anything. Like, it just, everybody, don't forget, even with the construction,
they were down there. I mean, just like in COVID, and that's, I feel bad, the community, you know, kind of got hit twice too,
right?
Supporting, but the people out for COVID and streetscape, the support was unbelievable.
Right.
People are amazing. And the other business owners too, it's such a strong bond and supporting each other. It's a great community.
Right. I love that you can, you know, you have that entrance from the back as well. You have the Imagination Station right behind you. You know, great place for families to come in and grab stuff and go sit over there.
And we have, like, you know, you have a big family. You can get a grilled cheese and, you know, not that much of a cost. You know, take your family. It's not super expensive. Get a slice of bread. Get him a cookie, a cinnamon roll, and go out to the Imagination Station. We've got a bathroom. We've got little books for the kids to read. And then there's the candy store back there. Oh, my God. That's like the perfect little area back there.
Right.
We love it.
Yeah, no, the downtown area is just fantastic.
It is. We love it. I've been here my whole life and love it even more now.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better, I feel like.
It really does. And we have such a good mix of businesses right now. Yeah. Retail and food. I mean, everything. It's really cool.
And I feel like even though more people are growing into the county itself is really still keeping that culture.
It is. It's still kind of the small. Yeah. We'll never leave that, you know.
Right.
Exactly. That's right.
That's what makes it so cool.
But I love that you guys are open early in the morning too. And, you know, I've never, you know, I love the bread and everything, but I haven't thought about the breakfast sandwich aspect
of
it.
They are phenomenal. They really are. We've got great coffee, espresso, tea. But like a coffee and a breakfast sandwich is a great way to start the day.
Right. And to be able to get it on again with the unique breads.
Yeah.
Like when you said the cinnamon swirl breakfast sandwich, I had the same reaction of you of like, I don't know if that would be, no, but I think I have to try that.
Yeah. No.
You know, it's like it's, this contrast.
Yeah, it's like apple pie and cheddar cheese, kind of that whole
right,
thing.
Right. Yep.
And the cheddar garlic bread too is an excellent base for a breakfast sandwich.
Right.
We even have little wraps, whole wheat wraps that are like 110 calories, but they're delicious. So you can do anything.
Wow.
And we have a pretty, you know, we're not a coffee shop, but I mean, we have any kind of latte, kind of standard espresso drink you can think of. We've got frozen blended coffee. We got chai. I use tea from LA. It's called Art of Tea. It's all this really good hand blended tea. It's like loose leaf tea in a bag. So we've got many options
right.
for drinks.
Yep.
And Seattle's Best Coffee. It's a subsidiary of Starbucks.
Yep.
So all really good stuff.
Right.
That's good. Yeah, because I know the chai has become more popular over the last few years.
Oh, my. It's huge.
Yeah. And now I'm getting it in my coffee sometimes and such where they're doing the different things with the chai.
Yeah, we call that like a dirty chai where you get espresso with it.
Right.
No, it's amazing. We do a blended chai like in the blender because we make smoothies too. But those are really popular in the hot months. We've got frozen espresso. So
what flavors do you do for the?
We just do two. We got spice chai and a vanilla chai. I think the spiced is the most popular, but then we do iced coffee or frozen coffee, and you can get caramel, chocolate, vanilla, any syrup we have, you can add that to it.
Right. And now with all the different festivals, which one's your favorite?
Taste of Brighton for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I'm also a little partial because I'm on the board, but
perfect.
But even before that, it just for us because it's kind of a food related festival. I mean, I know jazz and blues is food too.
Yeah.
I just feel like it brings so many people out. It's so great to see every business doing something different on Main Street, and those are some of our best sales in the summer. I mean, they're just fun events. I love it. So much fun
from out of the area. And
yeah,
we had Thaddeus McAfee come and
love
speak
Thaddeus.
About it.
Yep. Yeah, Thaddeus is great.
But he was on an episode. We would have to look up which episode, but we did.
It was for Taste of Brighton, though.
Yeah, Taste of Brighton as it came back. So I think, you know, when COVID happened and the whole world was on pause, it was so exciting for that event.
Oh, it was amazing because it just, there's so much work that goes into it. I think people, it's so nice seeing the streets full of people in such a good mood.
Right.
And now that we're back after Streetscape, this one's going to be it's going to be a big one, putting a lot of work into it, lots of new things. We're very, very excited.
Nice, because sometimes we do our Where Are We Wednesdays, where we kind of go and feature some of our prior episodes, because at this point we've had a healthy amount. And so maybe some of the, you know, the recent listeners may not be aware of those. So.
It's going to be a big one this year. Lots of new things planned. Like, we're excited. Lots of new restaurants. I mean, to showcase their food. We're very excited.
That's one of those things where you make sure you don't eat the day before.
Yes.
So you can make your way down Main Street.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I try to, which I normally don't do, I just skip eating the whole week. Because there is so much. Oh, my gosh. In the social district now, being able to have a drink and walk around.
Right.
We're very excited.
No, I think that downtown, with everything they've done, has really set themselves up for some very long-term success.
They have, for sure.
Yep.
It's a destination. So that's the
part.
Because people come, and not only do they want to come and visit Livingston, you know, when they go to move frequently, that's what we're hearing, is that they want to move into Livingston County.
Yep. Which is great, because we're ready for them.
Yeah.
But it is, there's so many people, new people I haven't seen before. It's very exciting.
Very cool.
Great. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to make sure that we had a chance to talk about?
I do love working with my mom. It's, you know, not all sunshine and rainbows, but it's really nice to have her as a business partner. And, we have a great working relationship 90% of the time. And our dog is a big part of it, too. He supports us from home.
Great.
We have a little corgi. But just so thankful for all the help we've had from other business owners, and great to have that support of, you know, my mom going through this. It's great. You know, one of us is there late, one of us is there in the morning. It's a perfect team.
And
our employees are amazing. We are so lucky. They're the most driven. We have lots of high school kids, and then some people my age, and then a little bit older. The high school kids are all driven and smart and love to deliver good customer service. They all love to work for the most days.
Yeah.
But they're just driven, smart, sharp kids. My bakers that come in every day, I mean, such hard workers. And then we have a core group of some ladies that work the front. They know everybody. They've been there forever, you know, do good customer service. We are so thankful to have great employees.
That is so awesome.
And it really is. Customer service is our number one thing. That's what separates us. We strive to do the best customer service. We try and remember your name, remember your order. Like, anything you need, we will make happen.
That is so awesome. And I can tell by your enthusiasm that, you know, when the owners and the bosses have enthusiasm, it trickles down into the employees.
Yeah, we try, yeah. I love it. I really do. Like, I love getting up, going in there, seeing people in my store. It is so much fun.
Cool. So, and what are your hours down there for people?
We are Tuesday through Friday. We're 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, we're 8 to 4. Sunday, we're 9 to 3. And close Monday.
Great. Close Monday, yep.
Which is good to take a break, especially family business gives you guys
a chance to recharge. We started doing that during COVID, and then we just kind of stuck with it because it's a day for us to just do paperwork, all the kind of nitty-gritty business stuff, and be home with the dog one day.
Well, and that's, you know, if I could say one of the good things that kind of came out of COVID is we had gone to, like, all these places being 24 hours and, like, all these businesses open all the time.
Yeah.
And it's gone back to, you know, you don't need to be open 24 hours.
Right.
Let's have some value. Give your people a break. Right.
Yeah. Old world values.
Yeah. Right.
They're a good thing.
Yeah. It is okay to close once in a while or don't have to be open. No, you're right.
Right.
It's changing.
And then your dedicated base of people, they respect that. And they come in on those days and they understand. They need their time as well.
They do. People are very understanding with that.
And my dad always said, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never work another day in your life.
No, it really, that is so true.
And that's coming through, for sure.
So true. I mean, we're there. I mean, that's last night. I was there till, I don't know, 12:30 and got there at 5 in the morning. And, like, it literally felt, it just blew by. I mean, yeah, I was tired. But, like, I love it. Made new products for the store. It was fantastic.
Awesome.
That is so cool.
Fantastic. And then is there anything... like, what do you like best about Livingston County in general? Because you've been here a long time.
Been here forever. Yeah. Really just the people, the community. People are so nice. It's great getting to know everybody. And there is a lot to do. Used to love Mount Brighton. I love the whole area. I mean, I've been here my whole life. Love downtown Howell. Love Brighton. Like, all of it, really. I guess the people.
Yeah. That's awesome. And even as it grows, I just feel like it's still keeping that culture, and that's what's most important.
Yeah, and it is beautiful. I mean, there's some great back roads that I love driving. I love it. Love Livingston County. And it's in a perfect spot to get to anywhere.
No, it's a half hour, 45 minutes from everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yes.
No, it's great. Great.
That's awesome.
That is cool. So how can people find out They know your store is located right on Main Street in downtown Brighton.
Yep.
But how can people find out more about you guys, website, socials, that sort of thing?
Yep, social, Facebook and Instagram. Anything new, like we made Lucky Charm scones, those are posted on there. So if you're wondering what we're doing that day, check us out on Facebook or Instagram. And then our website is greatharvestbrighton.com. And that has our hours, our bread schedule, sandwich menu, kind of all the basic information, and then links to the socials too.
Awesome.
Great. And we'll make sure to have that in the show notes for all the listeners as well. But we always like to kind of highlight that so that way people know.
Awesome. Thank you. And
So thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate hearing about it. I'm going to have to stop in tomorrow and get a corned beef sandwich.
We got you. I hope to see you.
Yes. That'd be great. we'll be stopping by. So yeah, and to everyone out there, you know, please check them out. Please go on the socials, stop by, you know, get a sample of the new breads that are out there and just check out everything they have and make sure to try out those breakfast sandwiches and lunch sandwiches and just everything they have to offer.
Great Harvest is definitely one of everyone's favorites. And if you haven't been there lately, you've got to come by for sure.
Yep. So thanks a lot, guys. Please like and subscribe on our website or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can watch our episodes on YouTube. So thank you so much for joining us today. And welcome to Livingston.